Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we're joined by Bravo Concert Series organizer Randy Flack to talk about Jimmy Weber, who's coming to the stage November 10th at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center. A special concert coming up on November 10th, the day before Veterans Day and the Marine Corps birthday. Jimmy Weber coming to the stage. First off, Randy, I guess, you know, why exactly is this going to be so special for veterans?
Well, I think it's special for a couple reasons. One of the reasons is that we, are offering two free tickets to every veteran and active military member, for example, a member of the Guard unit here in town. And this is also available not only to residents of the Knoxville area, but also surrounding communities. I guess the second reason it's special is because Jimmy Weber is a 24-year veteran of the Air Force and has active duty experience overseas. He has performed with people like Johnny Cash and other well-known artists. So for those two reasons, we think it's really going to be special in a way that the Knoxville Bravo Concert Series can show its appreciation to those who have served our country.
When it comes to the concert on November 10th, you know, there's going to be some free tickets for some veterans in active duty, like you said. How did that come about? How was the Bravo Concert Series able to get those tickets and allow these veterans to be able to come to this concert for free?
Primarily due to the support of two major sponsors, McKay Insurance and Weiler. Each donated significant amounts of money so that we were able to offer these free tickets to our veterans. We also had a couple other donors who contributed some money that helped. Hy-Vee, for example, is one. And we've had, I think about a dozen people and businesses who have contributed enough for anywhere from 2 to 4 to 6 free tickets for veterans. So we really appreciate the support, and especially the support of McKay Insurance and Weiler for the substantial donation that they give that enabled us to provide these free tickets.
Now, when it comes to the show, Jimmy Weber, just like the rest of the Bravo Concert Series, he's going to be working with some students before the show, I believe, right?
Well, he's going to rehearse with some students, and then the middle school choir is going to perform God Bless America with Jimmy on stage during the concert. In addition to that, at 11 o'clock in the morning, the day of the concert, Jimmy is going to speak to some middle school students at the middle school auditorium, talking a little bit about his experiences with the military, as well as talking, how important citizenship is, not only for all of us in Knoxville, but especially to develop those citizenship traits that are important for young people.
So now this is coming up, like you said, November 10th. What time exactly is this going on, and what do people need to do, or where can they go to get tickets?
Well, the concert is 7 o'clock. In the Knoxville Performing Arts Center. Those who want the free tickets, for example, our veterans, they can go to the VFW, to the Legion, or to the Iowa State Savings Bank. We also have publicity at the Armory and at the CBOC here in town. Those who wish to purchase tickets can go to the Iowa State Savings Bank or get on the Knoxville Bravo Concert Series website and order tickets electronically. We'll also have tickets available at the door November 10th.
Now this is, kind of celebrating Veterans Day, giving back to those veterans. Is this something the Bravo Concert Series has done before? And is this something that you could see Bravo Concert Series doing more often?
It's not something we've done before. This came due to the trip that my wife and I made to the Arts Midwest Festival in Milwaukee about a year and a half ago. We sat in on a lot of acts. I happened to go to listen to Jimmy Weber, and as I was listening to the short preview or performance he was giving at that festival, I don't know, it just came to my mind, this is something we could do for veterans. I guess there's a little dual purpose. We want to get people in the Performing Arts Center. So when we brought it back to the board and to our committee, they all felt, if we can raise some money for this would be a great thing to do.
If you could describe the Jimmy Weber, the experience that people are going to come out to on November 10th and have a good time, if you could describe that in as little or few words as possible, how would you do it?
I think it's going to be special because of his not only his performance, because of the numbers he did, but it's also going to give them a chance to hear how important family is and how important patriotism is.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Randy Flack for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.